Before I even go into this story and you start yelling at me that we're talking about Kim and Kanye and Pete Davidson. No, listen, I hear you already. I know. I'm not going into it because I want to talk about that little menage a trois going on between the three of them in length. Or I want to talk about the concept because I think it pertains to all of us. I think, you know, a lot of the times when you and I talk about celebrity, we don't really care about the celebrity thing, right? That's the whole idea of celebrity. It's not that we care about celebrity. It's the fact that there's something relatable about it that we can talk about our lives. And that's kind of where I'm going with this. So just have some patience with me while I explain a little bit about the Kim, Kanye, and Pete Davidson thing. And then I will get to the part that's about you. And when I say you, I mean you, the listener, and me.
Not me.
No, you also. All of us. It's about all of us. Yeah. Yeah. It's a microcosm for all of us. So in case you have not been following the drama, I don't know how you haven't. It's literally everywhere. But maybe you're tuned out. But maybe you're like, you know what? If I hear the name Kim Kardashian again, I'm just going to blow my gasket. Okay. So what's been going on since Kim and Pete Davidson have been dating is Kanye is losing his mind. And he moved to a house nearby and people have been accusing him of like the kind of stalking
it's
and behavior.
Been gone. For a good 2 years.
Right.
So I think this just pushed him over the edge. But he was walking that ledge for a couple of years now.
Yeah. Well, it's gotten so bad. Him, the way he's been going after Pete Davidson and Pete and Kim relentlessly, like in his latest songs and then on social media and his friends on social media, whatever, because everyone's like, I'm not on social media anymore. But yet, you know, somehow you are. So Kim Kardashian, I guess, had texted Kanye and Kanye posted this, which is how we know. She said, you are creating a dangerous and scary environment and someone will hurt Pete and this will all be your fault.
Mm-hmm.
So Kanye screen capped that, posted it and wrote, upon my wife's request, still calling her his wife, by the way, they're fully divorced. Please, nobody do anything physical to Skeet. That's what he refers to Pete Davidson as. I'm going to handle the situation myself. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That does not seem to be enough. So Pete Davidson, who has been kind of checked out of this whole thing and letting Kim handle it, which is where my question to you is coming, decided that he was going to go after Kanye himself. And he goes, yo, it's Skeet. Can you please take a second and calm down? It's 8 a.m. It doesn't have to be like this. Kim is literally the best mother I've ever met. What she does for those kids is amazing. You are so effing lucky that she's your kid's mom. I've decided I'm not going to let you treat us this way anymore, and I'm done being quiet. Grow the F up. So Kanye writes back and says, oh, you're using profanity? Where are you right now? So Pete Davidson sends a photo of himself laying in bed with his tongue out, making a peace sign, in bed with your wife. Which was, I have to say, that's kind of poking the bear. That was the wrong message to send. So Kanye writes back, happy to see you're out of the hospital and out of rehab. So they go back and forth a little bit, but then basically Pete Davidson says to him, he's standing up for himself, standing up for Kim. You know, you got to stop this. This is really getting out of hand. And I understand mental health issues. I've had them my whole life. Let me help you. It's not so bad to ask for help. So let me help you. Well, you and I should sit down man to man and talk this out. So Kanye says, you want to see me come to Sunday service? You know, the thing he does every Sunday in LA. Mm-hmm. So Pete's like, listen, you have no idea how nice I've been to you despite your actions. I've stopped SNL from talking about you or making fun of you, which they've wanted to do for months. I've stopped stand-up comedians from doing bits about you because I don't want the father of my girl's kids to look bad out there. I have your back, even though you treat me like garbage.
I'm your buddy.
But if you continue to press me like you have for the past 6 months, I'm going to stop being nice. And Kanye's response has just been like, you want to see me, bitch? Come to Sunday service. And Pete is like, we got to stop doing this publicly. Let's sit down like men. So, okay, that's enough of them. Here's my question to you. I've got two questions for you. The first one is, whose battle is this? Should Pete Davidson, should a boyfriend be stepping in between a wife and an ex-husband to get involved with whatever drama. Forget, take out the fact that they're celebrities. Mm. Everyone goes through this where you're going through a divorce and you get divorced and one of you is dating somebody new and the old person flips the hell out. So the question is, should the new boyfriend step in and get involved? Should the woman who's at the center of it all, be the one? Or should there be a restraining order and let the police handle it? Like, what would you do in a situation like this if this was your life?
All right. No, he has to step in because I guarantee that's all she talks about. And It's nonstop. And he just wants her mouth to be doing something else. It's a new relationship. I want the mouth to stop talking and then be busy doing something else. So stop it. Pete should have got on a plane, knocked on his door and said, dude, we're going to finish this. We're going to figure this out. This is not going on anymore. She is driving me crazy. She's hot as hell, but she's making me mad. And you have to stop it.
But flip the script for a second, okay? It's easy for Pete because he's the one that has that one. He's the one that gets to have sex with Kim Kardashian every day or whoever the situation is. Like, that's the guy that gets to be with the woman, that two men both want. When you're the one, you know, to the victor go the spoils. When you're the person that won, it's easy to be like, hey, man, let's talk this out. Hey, man, let's try to work something out here. It's like, of course, because you get to go home and sleep with the woman in question. You know, the person who's been jilted, the person who has been broken up with and who's still hurting and still in a lot of pain and is super duper jealous, that person is not going to be very receptive to the guy. I feel like it's the woman that has to step in and be like, it's over between us. And if you'd like, we could never speak again. We could speak through lawyers. You can come see the kids when it's your turn to see the kids, but I won't be here. I'll have my mom here or somebody else here, but I will never speak to you or see you again. Mm. If this is how you're going to be. Like, I feel like there has to be some consequences, but it has to be the woman making the consequence. I feel like the boyfriend should shut the F up.
I know, but that's all you're hearing. And you just want there to be peace in your relationship and you're not going to get it until he stops. And I'm sorry you don't have her and you're not sleeping with her. You had your shot. You screwed it up.
Right. That's true.
And now it's my turn. So now that it's my turn, this is how it's going to be. Because we're going to end up fighting. You know, that's just it's how it's going to happen. I'm going to show up on your doorstep.
That's what I'm saying. I've watched so many of these murder shows. This is like the beginning of a murder show. This is exactly what happens in a murder show. And they always blame the new person. And it's like, I'm not in charge of your relationship. You had a relationship. It's over. Nothing to do with it. I didn't even know you then. So I think when you're the new person, when you're the Pete Davidson of any relationship, I think you got to stay out of it. That is not your fight. You're only going to make things worse. And I know that, like, people were tweeting stuff like, oh, this is why women love Pete Davidson. He steps in. He's the knight in shining armor. That's insulting. That says that a woman can't handle anything for herself. So I don't like that either. So I feel like Kim needs to man up. Pete Davidson doesn't need to man up. Kanye doesn't need to man up. Kim needs to man up and say to Kanye, that's enough. That's enough.
If you don't stop, I'm going to block you. And when I block you, I block you from our kids. So if you want to continue to do this, it's very easy to block you out of my life.
Well, you know, you can't block them from the kid. You can't. See, this is the problem with divorce. The kids end up being the ones who pay the price. No, the kids have every right to see their father. That's off the table. I think she should block him from seeing her, from talking to her, for anything to do with her. So when it's her weekend and she has a birthday party for North, Kanye is no longer invited. He can do something on his own weekend.
No. You are now blocked from my life. You can no longer contact me. When you want to see the kids, here is my lawyer that you contact.
That's what I just said.
I know, but I don't want any contact at all from me or the kids. I don't want to know about it. I just want to know where to drop them off.
That should come from the woman. That should not come from the new boyfriend. I think the new boyfriend is overstepping his bounds. He's been with her for 6 months. Kanye's been with her for years. Think of it like that. Okay, so think of you are with somebody for 10 years, you get divorced, and some guy she's been dating for 6 months is stepping up to you? I don't think so. You know, step down, little man. Like, I'm going to handle this with my wife of 10 years.
Right. But it never stops. It's all she dogs about.
Tough. I'm telling you, like, that's okay. So that's what you get for dating a woman that just got divorced. Mm-hmm. So I just think that Kim should say to Pete, this is not your game. This is not your fight. This is not your war. I've known you for 6 months.
I saw a bunch of photos of her with the kids, and the whole time she's doing duck face in the back. I'm like, seriously? It's a family photo. Stop it with the duck face.
Yeah, that's her thing. I know. She is duck face. That's her. Remember, she has the whole selfie book. But here's the thing. So when I got divorced and I started dating my boyfriend afterwards, my ex-husband had not found a new woman yet. He didn't have a new girl yet. Mm-hmm. He does now, but he didn't then. And my boyfriend would have never in a million years said anything to my ex-husband. He gave me advice. He's like, you know, if I were you, here's how I'd handle this. Or, you know, the next time Sean calls, just tell him X, Y, and Z. Like, he would give me advice to not escalate any situation that was arising.
You comparing Sean Lee to Kanye West?
Yes, I am.
They couldn't be two different people.
I divorced the nicest guy on the planet.
You cannot compare those two at all.
That's true.
They both have CDs and albums. That's the only time you can compare
that's
them.
True.
Other than
they
that,
both make music. Yeah.
Yeah. They're two totally different people.
Well, not really, because, I mean, they both have mental health issues that the significant other had to deal with. And as a result, when you're negotiating a divorce, you don't want to make the person who has the mental health issues life worse. You want to try to help that person. You don't want to try to make their life sadder and harder. So I did take advice from my boyfriend who had dealt with very close relatives in his life who also had mental health issues. So I took advice from him, and I'm glad that I did. So, but he would have never in a million years been the one to call Sean and be like, all right, here's what you do, or text him. Like, that would have never happened in a million years because it's not his
different people.
It's not his place.
If Sean was a complete wacko, I guarantee Joe would have said something.
Directly to him? No, I don't think he would have.
I think he would.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, no. Even when you got divorced from Sean, you were still better friends than when Kim and Kanye were married.
Even when I got divorced, my boyfriend was better friends with Sean than when Kim and Kanye were married.
Yeah, so like,
I would come home all the time and they'd be sitting on the couch watching baseball.
Two totally different people.
I know. It's not about different people. It's about whose job it is to negotiate the after divorce proceedings. And I think it's just the couple. They should just talk to each other. Mm. Also, because you don't want to start a relationship on the back of another one. You just don't.
Yeah, I think that's the bigger issue.
Right. Yeah, the fact that Kim Kardashian couldn't be alone for 2 seconds. Mm.
Or Pete. Neither one of them. I think there are two different types of people in the world. I think that it's the people that cannot be alone for 1 second and the people that love being single. There's no middle ground. There's no, I kind of want to be with somebody, but I don't want to be. You're either one or the other.
Right. I agree. I agree with that for the most part. But for Pete Davidson, he's somebody who was always like geeky and nerdy and weird, and women weren't all that interested in him. I mean, they kind of were, but, you know, once he was dating Larry David's daughter, he was probably like, oh, ka-ching. And then suddenly all these like super hot women wanted him. And he was like, wait, what? Mm. I mean, it's literally like when you're just starving and you walk into a grocery store and you want to like, I want to eat that. 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 Do you know what I mean? So once you've eaten a burrito, you're like, okay, now I want a taco. Okay, now I want a candy bar. Okay, now I want some chicken. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think that he's just, there's somebody even more beautiful than Kim Kardashian who's already made it known to Pete Davidson that when he's done with Kim Kardashian,
she's
in his DMs right now. And she's like, boo, say the word. So I think he's the only exception to the rule. I think the rest of us, yes. I mean, I'm somebody, I admit it, I'm somebody, I do not like to be alone at all. At all. Like, I don't like to not be in a relationship, and I also don't like being, like, my boyfriend's at the theater tonight. I also don't like, I'll get off the podcast with you, and then I'll have to, like, sit here for a couple hours and wait for him. I don't even like that.
Yeah, and you'll turn every light on in the house.
Every light, every TV. I'll call somebody just so I'll have a voice on the phone. Yeah, I don't like being alone for 2 seconds. And if anything happened to him, if he dumped me tomorrow, I would be on whatever, Plenty of Fish, Bumble, immediately.